Following the Virginia Tech massacre in 2007, Congress passed a law to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. And on the vent of new proposals to curb gun violence, we find that some of what Congress has tried to do in the past hasn't worked. And joining us live is Los Angeles Times reporter Joe Tanfatti, who looked at this. And Joe, fascinating, the information you've uncovered here. There are as many as 2 million health records, those people who have, you know, mental problems that aren't even in the system that is supposed to be able to keep them from buying guns.
Yes, that's correct. It's been a problem for years. This this system actually started in 1998, and recent reports have shown that as many as half the states still haven't put in any records at all. It's still a problem.
Now, is that willful, or is it just the system is too difficult to negotiate?
There are varied problems that are creating this. A lot of it is there are logistical issues. A lot of these records are scattered in different places. They're paper records. Many states have to pass laws in order to deal with privacy issues for people that have had mental illness. But in a lot of states, there's just a lack of leadership. A lot of people yet haven't begun to deal with it.
Now, there are states that don't turn over this data into the database. Is it because they don't want to, or because there are, you know, some reasons within their state government that keep them from doing it?
There are obstacles. There, for instance, each of these states, in order to get federal grants, have to set up a procedure for mentally ill people to have their gun rights restored. That's something that the gun lobby was very adamant about when this legislation was passed. And, that's a difficult problem. Funding is a problem. Again, there are privacy concerns. And in many states, there's some confusion about which records have to be submitted. For instance, it's generally seen as people that have been involuntarily committed, but a lot of states interpret it in different ways.
It is tricky. Joe, thanks. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Thanks very much.
Joe Tanfatti with the Los Angeles Times on the difficulty in keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill.